Shabbos said, good morning. Let's begin. We start the new parak today. We're going to begin Daf Kuf Zayin, top of the Daf. Beis Shammai
says,
so we'll say that the topic of this particular parak is going to be the concept of Miyun. So he spoke about Miyun many times already, but simply put, the idea is like this. There are two ways in which a minor girl can be married off. Midda Oraisa, her father has the ability to marry her off, and should her father marry off, that is a biblically binding relationship. If let's say there's no father, father died, so then mother and brother have the ability to go ahead and marry her off. And we'll say the whole reason for this ultimately again was to assure some level of financial safety and security for the girl. So if the mother or the brother marry her off, then that is only a rabbinic marriage. Because it's rabbinic, therefore again, the girl could end the marriage simply with what we call miyun, by refusing her husband. Now this miyun only works if she does it while she's still a ketana. So she's got to do it before the age of what we'll call 12 years old in one day. Actually, we'll discuss what age. But if she continues to live with her husband once she is a gedola, once she is an adult woman, then in that way she affirms the marriage herself, and therefore she no longer has the right of miyun. Says the Mishnah, Beshame Omrim, Ein Mema'anin Ela Arusos. So Beshame says, first of all, you could only do miyun. A girl could only refuse a marriage if she is still in the state of Erusin. But once she's entered into the state of Nisuin, then again she no longer has the right to do Miyun. Or Beis Shlomo say, no, Arusos or Nisuos. Beis Shlomo says, no, if either whether a girl is an Arusa or whether she's an Nisua, she can go ahead and she can do Miyun. Beis Shammai Omrim Babal, Velo B'Yavam. Beis Shammai hold that miyun could be done with the husband, but not with the yavam. Rabbi said, in other words, that if let's say she was married, we'll call her the girl was married to Reuven. Reuven dies without children, and now she falls before Shimon for yibum. So Beis Shammai says that miyun only works with her husband, but she will not be able to dissolve the yibum bond with miyun. Rather, she'll need a regular chalitza or yibum.
Regular, a kiddushei
ketana.
Not by her father.
All these cases in the Mishnah, anytime we talk about miyun, it's only always rabbinic, mother-brother.
So her first husband died, that first marriage was also...
Correct, only rabbinic, correct. Because remember, there is no miyun when a father marries off his daughter.
But if the first husband died, it was doraita marriage, then it's a doraita chalitza?
Correct. So the Gemara says, Beis Hillel, Omrim Bebal Ubiyavam. Beis Hillel says, no, you can go ahead and you could do Yibam both with the husband, as well as if the Ketana falls for the Yavam, she falls to the Yavam, she could also go ahead and do Miyun with the Yavam. Beis Shammai says, Befanov Ubeis Hillel, Omrim Befanov Veshelo Befanov. So furthermore, Beis Shammai says that you could do Chalitza, you have to do Miyun Befanov, meaning that Miyun has to be done in front of the husband. However, again, Beis Hillel says, Befanov Veshelo Befanov. No, you could do Miyun in front of the husband or Miyun not in front of the husband. Beis Shammai Omrim Bebezdin. Beis Shammai says, Miyun must be done in a Bezdin. And Beis Hillel Omrim Bebezdin Veshelo Bebezdin. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, you could do Miyun both in Bezdin as well as outside of Bezdin. Amru Lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Mema enes vihi kitana afilu dalid vehe panim. So Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, the truth is, she can go ahead and she can repeat this process of Miyun four or five times. Well, so in other words, what that's saying over here is that technically speaking, a girl could be married off by her mother and brother, rabbinic marriage, and then she does miyun to get herself out of that marriage. Then they marry her off again. She does miyun again. They marry her off again. She could do miyun again. And they could repeat this process four or five times. Beis Shammai says, no. Ein binos Yisrael hefker. Ella mima enes umam tenes ache takdil v'timain v'tinasi. So what's that? Beis Shammai makes an interesting statement, which will not be clarified until Amud Beis. But Beis Shammai says, binos Yisrael are not hefker. Right? Literally, we do not make Jewish women hefker. Rather, mima enes, if she does miyun, so we'll have to see how to define this phrase, umam tenes ad shetagdil, and she waits until she gets older, viti ma'in, and she has to do miyun, viti nase, and then she could get married. So it is not at all clear as to what exactly Beis Shammai is saying over here. If you look at Rashi for just a moment, Rashi says, ein binos Yisrael hefker, va'afilu mina erusin lo timain viti ares la'acher. And Beis Hillel says, excuse me, Beis Shammai says that once she's done miyun, even from Erisin, you get one miyun per customer. V'la'achar v'tachzer v'timayin ela mima enes baza v'tamtin milaros la'achar ad shetagdil v'yikidushin gimurin v'loteitse od misheni b'miyun. So we'll say what Beis Shammai seems to be saying over here is that a girl has one miyun opportunity and no more. So once a girl goes and exercises her, so Beis Hillel says she could do miyun as many times as she wants, as long as she's still a ketana. Beis Shammai says no, you get one miyun opportunity, and once she exercises her miyun, again, it's not immediately clear what Beis Shammai is saying in the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara, but Beis Shammai seems to be saying that once she's exercised her miyun opportunity, that's it, and she must wait until she gets older now in order to go ahead and marry. Okay, so we'll see that in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, my taima de Beis Shammai. Now, what's this? The Gemara begins with the discussion of what is Beis Shammai's logic. And remember again, the first machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, is at what stage of marriage is it permitted to go ahead and do miyun? So Beis Shammai says that you could only do miyun from erisin, and Beis Hillel says you could do miyun from erisin and nisuin. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, what is Beis Shammai's logic? Why can you only do miyun from erisin and not from nisuin? So we're going to have four different opinions over here. So Rabbi Yehuda said Amar Shmuel, lefi she'ein tnai b'nisuin, because we do not attach any kind of condition to nisuin. Now look at Rashi, it's actually very interesting. Rashi points out, lefi she'ein tnai, moel b'nisuin shel gedola, you can't make any conditions attached to nisuin in a general case of marriage, va'afilo havele tina b'shas kiddushin, achule achle b'shas bia v'chupa. So this is just a general klal, which is actually interesting. You know, you could be mekadesh a woman al tanai. You can mekadesh al tanai, right? Become the kodesh to me on the condition you give me 200 zuz. So such a condition is valid. Or become a kodesh to me on the condition, you know, that you don't go to your parents' home. Those are valid tanaim. What happens if a man says that our nisuin should only be effective if you never go back to your father's home? So now what happens? They get married. She goes back to her father's home. So what happens? What's the status of the nisuin? So the nisuin is perfectly fine. Why? Why says Rabbi Shmuel? Because again, we assume that since after nisuin is affected, there's bia. We assume that because now there is this marital bond between husband and wife, he is mochel, he forgives any kind of conditions that may be attached to the nisuin. So that's the concept of ein tnai b'nisuin. Now, so says the Gemara over here something very interesting. And if you go back to Rashi for just a moment, Rashi says, vi'i amrit nisua ketana temain, lo yadi inshi dimishum katnusu, ela amri tana havale b'nisuin. So we're concerned about over here is the following. If we allow a girl to go ahead and exercise her miyun right even during nisuin, so what could people think? People won't realize why the marriage is being dissolved. They won't realize that it's miyun. They might easily think that what is it? There was a tenai in the nisuin, and that's why ultimately again she's getting out of the marriage. People come to think that you can make a tenai in nisuin, to which the Gemara says ve'i nisuin, back to the Gemara, ve'i nisua temayin, if there is miyun by nisua, people will come to say that you could see that you could have it tonight, even in nisuin. So the asks the imar, well, if that's the case, but one second, using that logic, if she entered into the chuppah but there was no bia, so then why wouldn't you allow me in such a case? To which the Gemara answers, the fi she'in tanai b'chuppah. Because you have another concept I'll say, which is what? That there is no tanai by chuppah either. No tanai by chuppah. In other words, that if a husband attaches conditions to the chuppah stage of marriage, we assume that any of those conditions ultimately, again, fall by the wayside. If you look at Rashi, nechnes al chuppah, lebe shamay lo amay lo mema'enes, te ka'amri in memanen ela arusos, umashma la'afuki nechnes al chuppah, oshinim seres l'shlichi abal, dinafka la michla, look at the next question, so the fishin tanai moi b'chuppah, the amrit ketana she nechnes al chuppah, velo nivola tamayin, amri tina havaluhu, v'asim yesh tanai b'chuppah. So we'll say same thing. That because there is no tanai by chuppah either, that again, if we allow a girl to do miyun once she's entered into the chuppah, people, again, the whole idea over here is people don't know why the marriage is dissolving. They may just, as much as they may think that it's miyun, they may also think that it is a tanai. tanai, people will come to think that there's a tanai by chuppah. To which the Gemara says, Masar ha'av l'shluchi ha'bal ma'ikele me'mar. So what about the case where the father gave over the girl? Now I'll say again, this is not literal over here because we're not dealing with a father in this situation. But let's say again, some representative of the girl gave her over to the shluchim, to the agents of the Baal. And I will say, now in a case like this, it sounds like according to Beis Shammai, that if she were to do miyun after she was handed over to the agents of the husband for the sake of affecting marriage, if she were to do miyun then, that such a miyun would not work. So the Gemara says, why not? To which the Gemara answers, lo plug rabbanon. Essentially, again, I will say, at this point in time, what we say is that according to Beis Shammai says the only time she could go ahead and exercise her right of miyun is in erusin. But once again, she's left pure erusin, whether it's that, again, she's going into the chuppah, or whether it's that she's had nisun, or even if she's been handed over to the agents of the husband. So according to Beis Shammai, the right of miyun is lost. Ubeisila, and Beisila says, so, but yet Beisila allows miyun even during nisuin. So isn't Beisila concerned that if we allow miyun during nisuin, people might come to think that yesh tanai b'nisuin? To which the Gemara answers, Beisila meida yadi dinisui katana d'rabbananinu. No, Beisila says, no, people know about this marriage. People know that this is a nisui katan, katana. They know that it is a marriage of a katana, and they know that it's a rabbinic marriage of a katana. Therefore, they also know that there's miyun. And therefore, we don't have to assume that if she practices or if she uses her option of miyun during nisuin, that people are going to extrapolate from that there is a tanai b'nisuin. So we'll say that's opinion number one. Rabbi of Rav Yosef, da'amri tarvayu. So Rabbi and Yosef both say, Taima de Beis Shammai, lefi she'in adam osa bi'ilaso bi'ilas znos. So I'll say, interesting enough, according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, the reason why, according to Beis Shammai, you cannot have miyun after there was nisuin, because you're also, remember, what does miyun do? So miyun goes ahead, miyun retroactively uproots the marriage. It's like the marriage never occurred. Now here's the issue. Let's say again they live together. So what's the problem? If they live together and now you did miyun, you tell me that miyun retroactively uproots the marriage, then what? Then this was not a marital bia, but rather it was a bias nus. So I will say, if a man knows that there's the potential that his bia is going to become a bias nus, if this girl decides to do miyun, what's going to happen? He's not going to want to marry her. And I will say, if you place a stumbling block before a man of marrying this woman, you undermine the whole concept of Kiddush Ketana. The idea of Kiddush Ketana is, I will say, in certain situations, it is in the best interest of the girl to be married off at a much younger age. Again, to us, it sounds alien. But in terms of financial security or literal security, there are times where it was necessary. If a man knows that he runs the risk that after Nisun, his wife is going to do Miyun, and retroactively uproots the marriage and makes his Bia Bias Nus, no man's going to want to marry her. But Beis Shammai nevertheless says, and therefore Beis Shammai says, she can only practice miyun during erusin, where the assumption is that husband and wife are not yet living together. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, why is it if she entered into the chuppah, but bia did not yet occur, why shouldn't she be able to do miyun? And yet we know that according to Beis Shammai, once she leaves erusin, she can't do miyun. To which the Gemara says, a man does not want it to be that his chuppah is going to be what he calls a chuppah di isura, prohibited chuppah. In other words, that a man doesn't want to know that retroactively the chuppah that he engaged in is not properly kosher. Masra av l'shluchei habal ma'ikal emeimar. What happens if the father gave over the girl to the agents of the husband? Why is it that at that point in time she can't practice miyun, or she can't use the miyun option? Lo plug rabbanon, because we'll say essentially at a certain point in time the rabbis want to make a uniform law, and the uniform law essentially says that any time she is no longer in erusin, she cannot go ahead and do miyun. For the mother, Beisila, what do Beisila say? And I remember Beisila, the ones who say that no, she could even go ahead and do me and during nisuin. He writes, "Kevan de ika kiddush nuksuva lo asi lemeimar de beilasa beilasnos." To which Beis Hillel will say, no. Since at the end of the day, I will say, this marriage has a ksuva, and this marriage had kiddushin. Therefore, by definition, it does not look like bi'ilas aznus, even if lemaise at the end of the day, there was a retroactive nullification of the marriage. Okay, so we'll say, so that's number two. So far, we have two interpretations as the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Number three. Rav Papa says, "Time of the Beis Shammai Mishum Peri." This is actually very interesting. That the reason of Beis Shammai that he only allows Miyun during Irusin and not during Nisuin is because of Peri. Peros. Look at Rashi. There's a third wide line in Rashi. Mishum Peri. Shelo Yafsid Peros Nichse Malog. Aval Arus Lesle Peri. We are concerned that a husband is going to deplete his wife's Malog property. But what? Well, when she's in Arusa, he does not yet have Malog property. Now, what does this mean? Go back to Rav Papa. So, Rav Papa, Mishum Peri. Time of the Beis Hillel, time of the Beis Hillel, Mishum Peri. And Beis Hillel's logic is also because of Peri. Now, what does this mean? Time of the Beis Shammai, Mishum Peri. So, Beis Shammai is logic that a girl can only do Miyun during Irusin and not Nisuin because of Peri. What's the logic? Di'i Amrit Nisua Timain. Because if a girl in Nisuin has the ability to do Miyun, Shamit va'achaluhu mina, disof sof lemefak kaima. We'll say, if a man marries a woman and he knows that even during Nisuin, she has the ability for what? She has the ability to do Miyun. What is he going to do? He's going to take advantage as much as possible of that Nichsei Malog. He's going to deplete it and use it up as quickly as possible. Why? Because he knows there's always the possibility that what? That she may decide, I don't want to be married to you anymore, in which case he loses out on this property. So therefore, again, Beis Shammai says, in order to prevent that from occurring, she only has her Miyun option during Erusin. Now, what's interesting is, during Erusin, a husband has no rights in her property yet. Right? Marital property, or I should say rights to marital property, only come about during Nisuin. Therefore, she could exercise her right of Miyun during Erusin. But once Nisuin comes, we don't let her exercise the right of Miyun. And that's for her protection. Because we're afraid that if a husband knows again that Lamaise, his wife, could just annul this marriage at any given moment, he will destroy. I mean, not literally, but he'll use up, he'll deplete that property as quickly as possible out of fear that she may annul the marriage and he may lose out. Ubeisila, Ubeisila says, no, Adrabba. Ubeisila says just the opposite. Kevan da Amrit Timain, since again she has the right to do Miyun during Nisuin, Ashbuche Mashboch Lahu. The husband will go out of his way to go ahead and take care and enhance the property. Why? Suffer the Elo, because the husband figures, if I don't take good care of the property, it also means by extension taking good care of her, Ayetzi La Kroveha. Umafik la mine. What's going to happen? Her relatives are going to say to her, what are you doing with this schlepper? Get out of this marriage. And remember, again, it's very easy for her to get out of this marriage. What does she have to do? Say, I just don't want it. Right? So therefore, interesting, so Beis Hillel is just the opposite. So again, both Beis Shammai, according to Rav Papa, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that the reason is Mishum Peri. Beis Shammai says that we're afraid if she has the right of Miyun during Nisuin, he never knows when she's going to want out of the marriage, and therefore, again, Lemaisa, he's going to deplete the property to make sure he gets maximum usage. According to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, she only has the right of Miyun during Erusin. According to Beis Hillel, just the opposite. That because she has the right of Miyun during Nisuin, he always has to be on his best behavior, taking good care of her. And one of the ways he's going to do that is by enhancing her property, out of fear that if he does not take care of her materially, her relatives will encourage her to do Miyun. But say last approach, Rava Amar Rava says, Hanu Tami de Beis Shammai's logic is, She'in, this is actually interesting, She'in Adam Toreach Besuda Mafsida, that a person does not want to put in all of that effort in a Suuda and then lose out on it. Rashi says, Besuda, Suudas Nisuin, Hilchach I Amrit Timain Mimnoi Velo Naspi. So we'll say again, according to Rava, Beis Shammai says like this, if a person knows that the woman could dissolve the marriage just on a whim, which is what Miyun is, you really could just dissolve the marriage on a whim, so a person is not going to want to invest in a marriage like that. And therefore, the Gemara phrases it over here as Su'udah. A person is not going to want to make a wedding when he knows that his wife could wake up, you know, the next day and say, you know what, I decided I don't really like you all that much, or don't really want to be in this. So because, again, and therefore he's going to have a tremendous outlay of resources. Therefore, Beis Shammai, and therefore, again, I will say, the logical extension of that is that a man will not marry this Kitano, which of course undermines the entire institution of Kiddushei Kitano, which is that we want, under certain circumstances, for the man to be able to marry this woman. Therefore, says Beis Shammai, in order to avoid that, no Miyun during Nisuin, only during Irusin. Ubeis Hillel, Tarvaihu Nechaluhu, Kedei the Lepok Alayu Kaladi Isha. So this is actually very interesting. And Beis Hillel says, no, there is a vested interest, even though she has the right of Miyun, even during Nisuin, right? And even though the husband knows that Lamaisa, when he makes the wedding, it could be that the next week the wife is going to decide she doesn't want it, it is in their best interest to have the call of marriage, to have the call literally means a rumor, but in this case it doesn't mean a rumor, it means like it's good for them that it's known that they are marriage material, right? That again, it's good for a person, it's good for a person's standing that I was marriage material. Okay. There, so we'll say, so this is a fundamental machlokes in Mishnah, Beis Hillel. First machlokes is in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai holds you can only do miyun from Erusin, and Beis Hillel holds that you could do miyun from Erusin and Nisun. We've seen four different opinions as nature of the machlokes. So we'll say, bottom line, we paskin like Beis Hillel, and we hold that miyun can be done by a ketana, both during Erusin as well as during Nisun. Gemara goes weiter. Beis Shammai omrim bebal. So remember again, the next part of the Mishnah was, who can you do miyun with? So Beis Shammai says, miyun only works with the husband, but does not work with the Yavam. So for example, if we'll call her the Kitana marries Ruvain, so she has the ability to do Miyun with Ruvain, assuming she's still a Kitana. But should Ruvain die without children and she falls for Yibum to Shimon, so she cannot dissolve the Yibum bond with Miyun, but rather again, she would need actual Chalitza. Beis Hillel, however, says that the same way that Miyun works for the husband, Miyun also works for the Yavam. Amar Rav Hoshea, so what Rav Hoshea says, that miyun will work for ma'amar. So we've seen this already before, right? That ma'amar is like this kiddushin stage within yibum. A man goes over to a woman, his yavama, his sister-in-law, and he says to her, you know, hari at mikudesh asli. That's ma'amar. It's a rabbinic form of kiddushin in a yibum situation. So miyun, if the girl then does miyun, so miyun could go ahead and remove the ma'amar. But miyun cannot remove the zeka. In other words, so miyun cannot remove the yibum connection. What's the only thing that removes the zeka? Only thing that removes the zeka, it will be chalitza. Right. Get could remove ma'amar as well. Get could also force chalitza. But at the end of the day, the only thing that truly removes zeka is chalitza. Amr of Chista, my time with Rav Hoshea. What's Rav Hoshea's logic? Ma'amar dimidaita matzia akra zeka. Excuse me, matzia akra. So Rav Hoshea says, what's the logic, Rav Hoshea? Ma'amar, that only occurs midaita, that only occurs with the consent of the woman. So she could go ahead and uproot that with miyun. Zeka de bal karcha, however, again, when it comes to the zeka, which is created even against her, I mean, she has no say, her husband dies, the zeka is created. La matzia akra, she cannot go ahead and uproot that with the miyun. But says the Gemara, 1 second, vahari bia de bal karcha, yet we know that the bia, we've seen this before, that technically speaking, if a yavam has relations with the yavama against her will, technically speaking, that affects Yibum. So Bia could work Balkarcha, and yet we know that Lamaisa, again, she has the ability to be Oker that. Rashi points out, according to Beis Hillel, she could be Oker Yibum with Miyun as well. Ela Bia Umaamar Duhu Ka'avid. Matzia Akra. However, again, here's what it comes down to. When it comes to Bia and Ma'amar, which are processes that are initiated by the Yavam, so she is able to uproot it with Miyun. However, Zeka Dirachmana Rama Allah, when it comes to the Zeka itself, which was created by the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu created, then what? Lo Matzia Akra. She cannot uproot that Zeka simply with Miyun, but rather, again, she will require Chalitza. Ula Amar Ula said, Mima Enes Af Lezekaso. Ula said, no, Miyun even works for the Zeka, which means that again, Kitana is married to Ruvain, Ruvain dies without children, Kitana falls before Shimon for Yibum. Now what Ula is saying is she doesn't need Chalitza. If she does not want to marry Shimon, then what? She could simply refuse him, she could do Miyun, and that's it, the whole thing is dissolved. My timer, what's the reason for that? Very simple, says Ula, Nisui Kamai Ka'akra. Because they both say, what happens when you do Miyun? When you do Miyun, you uproot the first marriage. When you uproot the first marriage retroactively, what does that essentially do? There is no Yibum. Because, right, the only reason that you're in a Yibum situation now is because you were the wife of the deceased man. If you annul that marriage, you retroactively annul that marriage, therefore, again, it's not the pshat that I don't need Chalitza, there is no Yibum situation to begin with. Esve Rav Ula, so Rav raised the kasha, kol sheichol al ma'in velomiyana. Any situation where a girl is married to a man and she had the ability to do miyun, but she did not. Tsarasa choletzes velo misyavemes. So we'll say again, let's say let's say this Ketana is in a situation where she is an Erva, when she is an Erva ultimately again to the Yavam. So in that case, even though this girl could have done Miyun and gotten out of the marriage and allowed her co-wife to go out and do Yibum, but if she didn't do Miyun, then Sarasa, her co-wife, is Choletzes V'lo Mes Yavamis. So we'll say this goes back to the first Mishnah in Yavamis, that a co-wife of an Erva must do Chalitza and can't do Yibum. V'amai, but why? Timain hashta v'ta'akrinu l'nisui kamai v'tisyavim. V'tisyavim sarasa. Well, so I don't understand. In a situation, just to illustrate this case, let's say Reuven is married to two women, Ketana and Rachel. And what happens? It happens to be that Ketana is his niece. So Reuven dies. Ketana and Rachel fall before Shimon. Shimon obviously can't do Yibam with Ketana. Why not? It's his daughter. Right, it's his daughter. And therefore, again, the halacha is that because he can't do Yibam with his daughter, who's an Erva, that also exempts the co-wife. Says, I don't understand. I have a very simple solution. What's the simple solution? Let Ketana do Miyun now with her father / Yavam. That will retroactively annul the marriage. And then what? And the co-wife could then go out and do Yibam. What's the big deal? Says the Gemara, no. The difference of Erva is that the tsara of an Erva is different. The tani, so we'll say now, what does this mean? Tsaras Erva Shaini. Look at Rashi. Tsaras, even though again, on a technical level, what you're describing should work, it doesn't work here for the following reason. The Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Mirna Babal, Muteris La'aviv. We'll say that again, so why? What did Rabbi Yecheskel said? If a girl, a woman, a ketana, was married to a man, and then she did Miyun with her husband, she's permitted to marry her husband's father. Right? I will say normally, again, if a woman divorces her husband, she's not permitted to marry her former father-in-law. But in the case of Miyun, she can. Why? Because Miyun retroactively annuls the marriage like it never have, and therefore she can marry her father-in-law. However, so Miyun Ababal Mutaras La'aviv, Biyavam Asura La'aviv. But yet, again, if she fell before the Yavam and then did Miyun with the Yavam, she cannot marry his father. Why? Alma Bishas Nafila Niris Kikalo. So, because it was at the moment that she falls before the Yavam for Yibum, she has the appearance of the daughter-in-law of the Yavam's father, and therefore, even should she use the Miyun option, she still can't marry him. Hachanami Midrabanon. Hachanami, so to over here, Bishas Nafila Niris Ketsaraspito. Therefore, I will say, essentially, the Gemara is saying is like this, that we have to look, once a Yibum circumstance has already occurred, then Lemaisa, at the end of the day, people have the appearance of possessing certain identities. Once they have the appearance of possessing those identities, even if you change the reality, they still can't marry the intended people. So, for example, even though technically speaking you're right, when it's Ketana and Rachel that fall before Shimon for Yibum, and Ketana is Shimon's daughter, and I have a very easy way, just go ahead and just have Ketana do Miyun, retroactively annul the marriage, and let her co-wife do Yibum with Shimon. Because they both fell before Shimon already, therefore Rachel already has the appearance, already has the shame, already has the identity of Tsaras Bito, of a co-wife of an Erva, and therefore again, Lemaisa, we do not let her go ahead and do Yibum.
Okay. Well,
she's not doing Miyun with the deceased husband. Really what she's doing is she's doing Miyun with the Yavam.
And that affects the deceased.
And that retroactively annuls the marriage in the beginning. Which, by the way, Sir Rachmiel is saying, good, how can you possibly do Miyun? Meaning, if at the end of the day, she's retroactively uprooting marriage number one, so how could you do that if husband number one is dead? So the answer, remember, goes back to the very mechanics of Yibum. That the whole Yibum relationship is an extension of the first marriage. So we view the surviving brother as an extension of his deceased brother. So when she does Miyun with Yavam, she has the ability to retroactively annul the marriage before, even though husband number one is dead. Incredible Kiddush.
In this case, Miyun more than a declaration.
What?
The act of Miyun, is it more than a declaration?
No, we're going to see. Remember, the Gemara didn't actually tell us what Miyun is just yet, but we'll see. Amarav, Miyun abazeh, asur lazeh. So as Rav said, that if she did Miyun to this one, she is asura to this one. Now, what is this talking about over here? If you look at Rashi, Miyana, Yivama be'echam min ha'achin, be'echam min ha'achin yav min asur l'kulon. If she did Miyun to one brother, this is by the Yibum case, she did Miyun to one brother, So she's a surah to go out and do yibum with any of the other brothers. Midi dahava abalas get, because she is no different than if she received the get. And the halacha is that if one of the brothers, one of the potential yibum brothers, went ahead and gave her a get, then lemaisa again that passes on all the other brothers. So the Gemara says balas get lav kevan de is, excuse me, balas haget lav kevan de issura leilachad. Just like when she gets a get, receives a get from one of the brothers, she becomes asur to all the other brothers in Yibum. So to Obi, when she does miyun with one brother, she becomes asur to all the other brothers as well. Shmuel, or Shmuel says no, he disagrees with Rav. He says, miyun abazeh, muteres lazeh. Not true. If she does miyun with one brother, she still technically speaking has the ability to do Yibum with another. Velo damya leba'alas haget. And it is not comparable to the case of where one of the brothers gave her a get, in which case should be usher to all the brothers. Ba'alas haget, hu deka avid ba. Because I will say in the get case, it is the brother who is actively giving her the get, and therefore he is actively dissolving, or initially dissolving, that yibum bond. Hacha hika avdabe. Here it is she who is taking action. Da amra, because essentially what she's saying is, lo ra'ina bacha, lo ra'ina bach, velo tzavino bach. I don't want you, I don't desire you. It is you that I don't want, but your brother, he's okay. Okay, so therefore again, we'll say machlokes Rav and Shmuel, about if she does miyun with one brother, does it impact all of them? Rav says yes, Shmuel says no. Rambam paskins like Rav. Excuse me, like Shmuel. That halacha l'maisa, even if she did miyun by one of them, l'maisa, again, she still has the ability to go ahead and do yibum with another. We'll say now, the truth is not such a chiddush. Because remember, the only thing that really prevents yibum from occurring are not things that she does. Only things that what? Only things that he does. Because since, again, the ball is in his court in terms of whether to do yibum or chalitza, technically, so therefore the maisa, again, he controls the process. Ravasi says, Mila baze, muteras afilu lo. Jose Ravasi takes this a step further. He says, even if she did miyun with one of the brothers, she is permitted to that very brother. Lema Kreboshias, really. So say that he holds like Kreboshia, the Amar Eina Mima Enes Lizekaso, that it could say that ultimately again that he holds that Lamaisa, you can't do Miyun. Excuse me, let me say that again. So Ravasi Amar Miyun Abazem Utar Safilu Lo, that if she did Miyun with one brother, she is permitted to even marry, to still do Yibam with that brother himself. Zimar says, Lema Kreboshias, severely, say that he must hold like Kreboshia. The Amar Eina Mima Enes Lizekaso, because Kreboshia is of the opinion that Miyun could take away Ma'amar, but Miyun can't take away the Zeka. Bechad Yavam, Hachanami Dematsya Akra, to which the Gemara says, Hacha Bishnei Yavmin Askinon. What are we talking about over here? Here we're talking about two Yavmin, De'ein Miyun Lechatzi Zeka, because Rabbi says again, since the Miyun is only directed at one brother, and since the Zeka ultimately again applies to both brothers, therefore her Miyun that only removes part of a Zeka is not an effective Miyun. Ki Asa Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan came along and said that if she went ahead and she did miyun with one of the brothers, she is permitted to all the other brothers, and yet they did not agree with him. Man lo hodulo, who is it that didn't agree with him? Amar Abaye, Amar Ava, it could either be Amar Abaye, Rav. Abaye said it's Rav. Rav Amar Raboshia. Rav said no, it's Raboshia. Va Amrilei Ravasi. So also we have three different opinions that could potentially be at odds with the statement of Rav Yochanan. It's either Rav or Rav Oshia or Ravasi. Beishamai Omrim Befonov. So remember again, the Mishnah said that Beishamai holds that Miyun could only be affected if it's done in front of the husband. However, again, Beis Hillel says Befonov is Shalom Befonov. No, in front of the husband or not in front of the husband. Either way, it's okay. Says the Gemara, Tanya Omr Lahen Beis Hillel Beishamai. So Beis Hillel said to Beishamai, Vahalo Pishon Agamal. But yet there was the episode with Pishon the camel driver. That's his name. Pishon the camel driver. So Miyana Ishto Shalom Befonov. They allowed his wife to do miyun, and he was nowhere around. So you see from here that you could do miyun, even not in front of the husband. Amar lahen Beisham la Beis Hillel. So Beisham said to Beis Hillel, Pishon Agamol b'mida kifusha madadu l'fichach madadu lo b'mida kifusha. Pishon, the camel driver, he measured with an incorrect measure. Therefore, they measured for him with an incorrect measure. If you look at Rashi, he says b'mida kifusha madad b'mida kifuya madad l'shon ona kimodid b'shuli hamida v'chivra matzasi. So also listen to this. Now, what it means is, when you would go ahead, when merchants would use a measuring utensil, so very often, not like today, where measuring utensils that we have often have like a flat bottom, but measuring utensils would often have like a cupped bottom. So if somebody wanted to be unscrupulous with their business practices, they would measure things out on the bottom side of the receptacle. So if somebody wanted to buy a cupful of legumes or something, so what happens? You could either use the regular cupful, or you could invert the utensil and use the smaller cupful. So they're using this expression that Pishon used inappropriate measures with his wife. Therefore, they used inappropriate measures. Well, now, what does that mean? Now, Rashi points out over here, Shahaya mafsid nichsei malug shala. He was purposely depleting his wife's mulug property. So because he was purposely depleting his wife's mulug property, therefore, again, the rabbis felt that we have to get this woman out of this marriage. And therefore, because he treated her inappropriately, we treated him inappropriately, and we allowed mion to be done, even not in his presence. So the Gemara said the following. Now, here's what's interesting. From the fact that Pishon was eating the produce of his wife's property, that indicates that what? That there was Nisuin. Now, what's interesting is that what? We're doing Miyun even after Nisuin, which is like Kurabosai, which is like Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai said you can only do Miyun only during Erusin. But yet we know that Beis Shammai holds that you can't do Miyun from Erusin, to which the Gemara answers, Trei Katiri of Dubai. Literally, they made two knots against him. In other words, we'll say that they allowed two things that would normally not be allowed in this situation. Number one, they allowed Miyun to take place not in front of him. And number two, they allowed Miyun to take place even during Nisuin. I will say, Tosus has a whole discussion about this. So it has to be that according to Beis Shammai, even when Beis Shammai says that you can't do Miyun during Nisuin, Beis Shammai must hold that what? That Bidi Eved, if you did it, it works. Right? Lechatchila you can't do it, but Bidi Eved, if you did it, it works. So therefore, again, that's why essentially it's what the Gemara is suggesting over here is this case is not really a raya. This case is not a proof one way or the other, because this case is a little bit more of an extenuating circumstance where in order to safeguard the property of this woman, they allowed her to do things that normally we would not really want a person to do. Says the Gemara, B'Shamay on B'fnei Beis Din. So B'Shamay says that Miyun has to be done in front of Beis Din. And Beis Hillel holds that it does. And Beis Hillel says, B'fnei Beis Din, Shalom B'fnei Beis Din. To which the Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, HaChalitza V'Amiyun B'Shlosha. So yet we learned another Mishnah, that Chalitza and Miyun must be done in front of three people. So Mantano, whose opinion is reflected here? Amaraba Beis Shammai, it's Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai holds that you have to do Miyun in front of a Beis Din. So Gemara says, no. Abai Amar Afilu Tema Beis Hillel. No, it can even be Beis Hillel's opinion. Why? At Kamal Karim Beis Hillel, Ela Delo Ba'in and Mumchin. When Beis Hillel says of Osai that you don't need a Beis Din. So what does it mean you don't need a Beis Din? You don't need Mumchin. You don't need experts to sit on the panel for Miyun. However, Aval Shlosha Ba'inon. But what? You certainly require three. So we'll say what's interesting over here is the Gemara suggesting that even Beis Hillel will say that you require three people for Miyun. Just the difference is that according to Beis Shammai, you require literally Beis Din, which means experts. According to Beis Hillel, even Hayotos, even simple people. So the Gemara says, Kidisanyo, Beis Shammai Omer Mifnei Beis Din. Beis Shammai says that you have to do Miyun in front of Beis Din. Beis Hillel Omer Bifnei Beis Din. Vishalo Bifnei Beis Din. And Beis Hillel says you can do Miyun in front of Beis Din and not in front of Beis Din. But what does that mean? Ve'elu ve'elu modim shetarech shlosha. But both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that what? That you require three people. That you require at least a panel of three people. Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon, Machshirin B'Shnayim. On the other hand, you have Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon who hold that no, you could even use two people for a Miyun panel. Amar Rav Yossi Bar Minyuni, Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha Kos Azog. And Rav Yossi Bar Minyuni said to Rav Nachman that the Halacha follows this pair, i.e. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who hold that you could use to. Now we'll say halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin that way. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin like Beis Hillel, that it could be bifnei bezin and shalom bifnei bezin, but shalom bifnei bezin still means what? Still means a panel of three. Just the difference is that you don't need a panel of three experts. You could even have a panel of three people. A little bit weiter. Beishame omrim timain. So we'll say, remember again, this is referring now to the last statement in the Mishnah, which was a very enigmatic statement. So remember, the Mishnah said that according to Beis Hillel, she could repeat the process of Miyun over and over, over and over and over. That she apparently could be married off by her mother and brother multiple times while she's a Ketana. And she could exercise Miyun multiple times as well. On the other hand, Beis Shammai says, Ein Benos Yisrael Hefker. No, we don't allow that. Rather, Beis Shammai's Lashon was, Mema Enes, she does Miyun, Umam tenes, and she waits until she gets older. And then she can do Miyun again, and then she gets remarried. So it sounds like what Beis Shammai is saying is she has one opportunity at Miyun. Once she has an opportunity at Miyun, she cannot get married again while she's still a Ketana. She has to until she's a Gedola, and it sounds like she has to do Miyun again when she becomes a Gedola. So what's happening over here? So the Gemara says, V'ha Miyun Achad Azimna. Why does she have to do Miyun again when she becomes an adult woman? What's the pshat? She already did Miyun when she was a Ketana. Amar Shmuel, Ad shetagdil v'toma rotzani b'mi'unim harishonim. It was interesting. So Shmuel holds no. What Beis Shammai is saying is that when she gets older, she has to ratify, or reaffirm. She has to reaffirm that which she did while she was a Ketana. I know I did Miyun while I was a Ketana. Now I want to reaffirm that decision I made during my childhood is in fact the decision I want to remain. Ula says, no, Tarti Katani. Ula says, in fact, Beis Shammai is talking about two cases. O, Shetema'in Vitagdil Vitiaris. So Ula says, Beis Shammai is saying she has two options. Either she could do Miyun, but then if she does Miyun, remember she has one option at Miyun, and then what? She has to wait till she gets older, and now only once she gets older could she go ahead and do Erusin and get remarried. Oh, Shetimain Vitinase La'alter. Or she can go ahead and what? Or she can go ahead and, after she does Miyun, she can get married now to another husband. But what? She does not have the right of Miyun. So Beis Shammai says, here's the bottom line. You own one Miyun per customer. So once the Ketana has exercised her right of Miyun, she has two choices. Either wait till you become a Gedola, wait till you become an adult woman, and then get remarried. Or understand that even if you get remarried as a Ketana, you are in this marriage. Of course, again, a husband could divorce her with a get, but Lamaisa, she no longer has the right of Miyun anymore. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, Bishlama Ula, Hainu Diktani, Achetagdil Vitinase. So I understand, according to Ula, why the Mishnah says that what? The Mishnah says that once she does Miyun, so one of her options is that she should wait until she gets older and then get married. El Shmuel ad shetagdil v'tomar mi boile. But according to Shmuel, who says that Beis Shammai's statement is that once she does Miyun, she has to reaffirm that decision when she gets older. So it shouldn't say ad shetagdil v'tinasi. Rather, what should it say? Ad shetagdil, she has to wait until she gets older, v'tomar. And she says again, I reaffirm the fact that I want this Miyun. To which the Gemara says, you're right, Kasha. That is a good question on the position of Shmuel. So we'll say, halacha l'maisa, the way we paskin is, like we paskin again, like Beis Hillel, that she has the right of Miyun as many times as she wants during her katnus. So technically, we reject Beis Shammai's notion that there's only one Miyun per customer. Technically speaking, if she enters into multiple marriages as a Ketana, meaning consecutive multiple marriages as a Ketana, technically speaking, again, she has the ability to exercise Miyun with each and every marriage. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up a Mirat Hashem with the Mishnah tomorrow.